Check. How's it going? Here's a thought. No. So, negative money is weird. And if you have been living paycheck to paycheck ever in your life or currently, you may have experienced negative money. It's when you don't have enough money and bills go through, and then you check your app and it's red. The numbers are red and it's minus. You have negative money. And I have thoughts about this. I tried to make a sketch out of it. I couldn't. I put something up. It didn't really work. So I'm going to bring it here to the podcast as a thought. And maybe I can make a new sketch out of this thought. But it's just crappy, right? Like, what I want to tell the bank is, hey, don't pay the bill. Because basically, I go into the bank and I'm like, hey, yeah, so I have negative money. I couldn't afford that thing, but you paid them anyhow. They're like, yeah, we saw you didn't have enough money, so we paid it. But I'm like, just let the Mac subscription fail. You know what I mean? Like, have it be canceled. That's fine. I'd rather have that than negative money, which means, of course, I have no positive money to spend on my morning coffee, let's say. And also, you might give me an overdraft fee for not having money. But you did it. You paid because you knew that when you paid, it would go negative, which means you could charge me more money to have more negative. More negative. I'm not as mad today because I have positive money. I think I would have more rage in my voice if I was in the moment of negative money. But if you've been there, again, I don't know where comments live on these podcasts, but leave a comment. But yeah, it's just crazy. Like, I'd rather have them not pay, and then whatever the bill is, I'll take care of that. You know what I mean? Or at least I'll try. Man, there's so many bills. Anywho, negative money. Yeah, see, there's not a lot of comedy there. It's just a thing that happens, and I don't want it to happen. I guess the comedy lives around me talking to the bank and saying, why'd you do that? And also, if you knew I was going to have negative, why'd you charge me more money? The bottom line is they want money. Like, a bank needs to make money. Banks are a whole tangent, but anywho, I'm glad I have positive money today. It could change, though. You know, it can change. If you're a living paycheck to paycheck person, it can change. Negative money. I'll have to come back to that. It's not great. And I'd rather have my Mac subscription just get canceled. I'd be fine with that instead of having negative $34. Anywho, another thing I'm thinking about right now is a sketch back to writing. One of my favorite things to do, by the way, and hopefully in the very near future, I will do that as a kind of my main job. And I do it for sketches. So I went to Starbucks and, you know, doing Starbucks sketches again by popular demand, literally. And it's easy because it is the, you know, the thing I know the most, or a thing I know every day, because every day I go and there's some sort of an experience. Sometimes it's nothing, but sometimes, lots of times, it's just a little something. And so here's the little something I'll share with you as I'm writing it and it's not done. And so I thought that'd be kind of a thing I could bring to the podcast. Here's a little bit. And as I'm recording this, I'm realizing I'm very somber or something. Maybe I'm relaxed. What's that like? What's relaxed like? Tangent. I still have to learn how to do it. And I'm older, let's just say. It's not easy to relax. So as in my relaxed state now that I'm supposedly in, talk about writing and comedy in a not funny way because I'm very serious sounding. I go to Starbucks and I see the blueberry muffin, which I've tried many times. It's not good. Nothing there really is good. The desserts are pretty shit. Sorry. It's just true. It's just true. And they all come in packages. Nothing's fresh. It's just true. And they would do very well with more like local bakery items, just new stuff. So I see the blueberry muffin. I don't want it. But from afar, I'm thinking it looks like a chocolate chip muffin. And I'm all into that. Dark chocolate chips, imagine. And so I ask, this morning I actually asked, is that a chocolate chip muffin, right? I thought that was a chocolate chip muffin. Like, oh no, we don't have that. So I thought that's the beginning of the sketch where the character's like, is that a chocolate chip muffin? No, it isn't. Well, you should have those. Customers are very like, you know, direct and sometimes, well, just downright rude. And they're just like very, yeah, adamant about like what should be happening. So the character would be, yeah, well, you should have those. You should tell somebody. And the barista would be like, who am I going to tell? And the character would be like, Starbucks. You tell Starbucks. You work here, right? I got nothing else besides that. Just besides the customer being like awful and demanding they have chocolate chip muffins. Coming from a place, a real place, where I actually want them there. And oftentimes that's how these sketches come to be. Like the Cranberry Bliss Bar one, which went crazy. Meaning like lots of people saw it. And that was from a place initially where I love those things. I miss them every day. They're seasonal. Just sell them all the time. And when they came in, I buy a box because I love them so much. And then I have them all week. That's kind of it. That's the whole story of how it started because that's the real thing. I love them. I bought a box. So the character just times 11, right? So that character wants all the boxes they have in stock and eats it there, right there. As soon as he like orders it, he just pulls it out of the box and eats it. So that's an extreme version of a real thing. So I need to make this chocolate chip muffin an extreme version. I guess I was going the route of the customer being extremely mean, but I could just have it be, no, because it's different. Cranberry Bliss Bars, they do have. Chocolate chip muffins, they don't. This is me working it out. I don't know the answer to that. And a little process of how it works is I have a notepad file. I do everything in notepad file. And I just write it in there. And then I write a bunch of words that is, you know, character speaking. And almost every time, I don't use it. Like that first, like, pass of a bunch of characters talking about these chocolate chip muffins, which I have right now. Where is it? Let me pull it up. Here is what I have right now. I guarantee you I won't use any of this. But it just gets me to the place where the second draft or third will be the one. So here's what I have. Is that a chocolate chip muffin? No, it's a blueberry muffin. Oh, well, can you tell someone to get chocolate chip muffins? Who would I tell? I don't know, Starbucks? You work here? And then just have, I have dot, 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 dot. Means they looking at each other, which is those awkward looks. And I got nothing else. That's it. And so I won't use that. I might use is that a chocolate chip muffin? I'll use that. Okay, so he has to say no, it's a blueberry muffin. So I'll use both those first two lines, but then everything else, like, will you tell someone? I probably won't. It'll be something else. It has to be something else more extreme. Anywho, that's some thoughts on writing, negative money. Why am I doing a recap? I'm so in tune to, like, when I do podcasts that be like driving the ship. This one's more of a conversation. Come on, Carlos, stop it. Oh, we're living in a simulation, I wrote down. But, I mean, come on. Of course we are. And you can still believe in God and a simulation, by the way. It's actually the easiest thing to do. Because that's it. God be the programmer of the universe. Done. It's actually quite simple. Three-body problem I watched. Don't like it. I'll put this on record. I've already been on record in many shows that I don't like Game of Thrones and I don't like the Debbie Downer-ness of it. That's putting it lightly. It's pretty extreme downer. And those producers are, some of the producers worked on Three-Body Problem, which is a book, series of books. And I like the concepts and I won't spoil anything, but, you know, sci-fi and weird stuff. And I asked my buddy if some of the stuff that I watch in the show is in the book, and they said no, which means these producers from Game of Thrones brought their negative energy and downer mentality to this series. So I'm not recommending it. It had such a great first episode and such cool concepts from the book, but they focus on sadness. They focus on things that are downer, especially after you're a long day and you're like eating dinner. You don't want to put this on. There's some cool sci-fi moments, yes, and cool stuff happened. And then all of a sudden, like, people get cut in half. Spoiler. It's just stuff that I remember from Game of Thrones. I'm like, well, all that stuff can happen, but we don't need to see everything, and we don't need to, it doesn't need to be like 30 minutes of this negative stuff. I don't like it. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. And Dragon's Dogma, I'll end on that. It's a RPG that I'm playing, Dragon's Dogma 2. Weirdly enough, the title screens just says Dragon's Dogma because I think this is the kind of the fully realized version of the game. The original came out a long time ago, 15 years ago or something, 10 years ago, I don't know. And so it's just amazing. But I bring it up because, similar to Skyrim and Ultima from my childhood, it just has a unique thing to it, which is it feels like you're going on a D&D adventure. It's a campaign, single-player game, but with NPCs. So you have these characters that are following you, and they're talking with you all the time. So you feel like you're on this kind of, yeah, this new quest every single time you start the game. And there's not much fast travel, so you basically are walking around all the time and just seeing what happens. So it could be nighttime and you get ambushed by this huge ogre and you're like just barely surviving, and you can jump onto monsters so you can actually kind of scale them like Shadow of the Colossus, if you know that game, and be hitting them when you're on them. And I got on a griffin, which is, you know, it flies, and it just took off. And I was like, wait, I thought we were fighting. And so then I was just riding a griffin, very far away, by the way. And I did hit the griffin because I was like, I got to get off. And it dropped me, and I died. Hilarious, by the way. This game is so cool if you are into video games and you're listening to my show. Dragon's Dogma is like, yeah, it's like Skyrim. It's like this really cool, every time you turn it on, something's going to be interesting. And it's also cool how they do the NPCs and the pawn system, which are these characters that follow you. And then you send your pawn off into the ether, and basically other players can use that character to, you know, traverse the world with and go on adventures with. It's so cool. Just telling everybody, because it's, if you're looking for that kind of experience, that's it. And that's it for the show. I'm going to try to do these every week. It's just life happens. And you got to see where your mind's at. And obviously, my mind today is in relaxed town. What is that about? What's weird about the relaxed Carlos voice, which is different from the manic Carlos voice or the depressed Carlos voice, I guess those are three options. The relaxed one is a bit boring. That's kind of funny. It is. I find him a bit boring. Yeah, being relaxed is weird. I don't even think I'm fully relaxed either. Like, my mind is going, but low energy? No, it's not that. Does your voice change based on your mood? Leave me a comment. I don't know where you're leaving those comments. I couldn't sound more relaxed. Maybe you're listening to this at night and my voice is now soothing. So there's a plus. And then you listen to the whole show because you're like, wow, that's a nice tone. And then literally next episode, I'm like, and this happened, and this happened. That's how I hear myself when I'm manic.
And then I thought this, and then I, have you ever thought about this? And then I played this game, and then I watched this show.
Oh, exhausting. I know it. I'm old enough to know who I am. I'm exhausting. On that note, I'll see you next week.